Hallelujah. I greet you this morning in the name that's above all names, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many of us love Jesus this morning? Let's worship him. Let's just lift your hands and worship him. Hallelujah. Worship you, Jesus. I worship you, Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus Christ, I bless you. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence. Thank you for you are the anointed one. Thank you for your anointing present. Thank you for your anointing that destroys yokes and removes burdens. Thank you, Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Thank you for speaking peace into situations, into turbulent circumstances. Thank you, Jesus Christ. I honor you. I bless you this morning. Father, thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit anointing our ears to hear what he's speaking to the churches. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit anointing our hearts to be receptive to your holy word. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for thinking through my mind and speaking through my lips. And Father, we give you all praise and glory this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want to once again give thanks to the Lord, like what I did last night, for giving us the opportunity to come here again to fellowship with you and minister the word of God. I also want to thank Pastor Vaughn and Sister Wendy for having us, and also for the friends which they are to us. We value very much God-given relationships. The Bible tells us that we are the body of Christ, but members in particular. And the word of God tells us that every joint supplies. And there is a supplying that has taken place towards us, and I also believe from us as we come and share the word of God through the relationship God has given us with Pastor Vaughn and Sister Wendy, and also with you saints. We appreciate very much all the giving that you have done. The giving that you have done over the years, it has brought major differences to our situations. We want to appreciate the first time you sent money. We had goods which needed to be shipped from Indiana, and I don't remember whether it was 2 or 3 years ago. And then also after that, you helped us in the drilling of the well at our home because of the water crisis situation in Zimbabwe. And then also, we appreciate very much the giving that you did, which Pastor spoke about, the 3,500 towards the shipment of the container, which, in fact, it should be docking in Durban on the 8th. That's this week. And then it should arrive in Zimbabwe before we get there. And thank you very much. And to all of you who have been giving, may the Lord multiply every seed that you have sown. Because the word of God tells us that if you give, it shall be given back to you. A good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And thank you for the giving that you have done. And I want to, I believe the scripture, pastor, which says like priests, like people, you have caught the spirit of your pastor. I remember years ago, we were in South Africa. We are friends, and we are friends in the Lord. And we are not the kind of friends who destroy each other, but who help each other, and who truly love each other. And I remember when South Africa the other time, and I needed a car, and he helped me to get a car some years ago. And I didn't have a car. But he's a great giver. And I want to say this to us, you know, you are really blessed to have Pastor Vaughn as your pastor. Amen. There are people all over the world who would love him to come and just preach one time. I've been talking to him for years to come back to Zimbabwe, but the Lord has not given him a release yet to come. But you are really honored. You are very much privileged. I also want to say to you, you can know the caliber of a man spiritually by his fruit. And not just fruit in terms of character, but the kind of men and the women who have been raised under his ministry. I've got friends who are his sons in the faith. People who are now doing great, great exploits for God. But for me to know Pastor Vaughn, it was through a man called Stefan Radelich. Stefan Radelich, now he's a television host on The New Harvest, which is watched all over the world. And he's a great man of God, Stefan. But when I met Stefan, I met him in Zimbabwe in 1988. And when I was coming over to the States, and he told me, you need to go and meet a certain man of God. He's a prophet. And so I made every effort to make sure that I met him. And that's how we met. And not only Stephen, there are different men whom God is, and women whom God used him to impact, and who are doing great exploits. And I want to say something to you. Watch out what's going to happen in your future, because you are eating at the right place and you are receiving the right impartation. And one of the anointings which I have noticed, which the man of God has, is different streams of anointings that will come wherever he is. Like when the first night we came here and we saw the man of God ministering, and I'm seeing something which I saw years ago. And you are really honored. I mean, you are really blessed. And I want to say, before I preach the word of God, take advantage of the occasion. You are in the right place. I mean, take advantage of the occasion. You are in the right place. Hallelujah. One thing I know also, you know, you might say, why are you talking so much about him? I think it's good for me to give you a verse. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 1. Because sometimes people say, talk about Jesus, stop talking about that pastor or that man of God. There's something which Paul told Timothy. He said here, 2 Timothy chapter 1. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God. You know, Paul told Timothy, there is an impartation that took place when I laid hands on you. And as an impartation, because there are certain things that are taught, but there are certain things which are imparted. Amen. And you cannot substitute impartation for teaching, or teaching for impartation. And impartation takes place in relationship. Spiritual relationship. Hallelujah. Okay. All right. I'm going. Yeah, the Lord is putting something in my spirit. Hallelujah. Yes, it's about spiritual connections. Can you say spiritual connections? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, spiritual connections. I think I'll move in that direction. I was thinking on sharing or something else, but I'm going to move in that direction. Spiritual connections and vital connections. Spiritual connections, vital connections. See, there was a relationship between Paul and Timothy. And there are deposits that took place in his life because of the relationship. The first time Paul met with Timothy, he needed somebody to replace Mark. Because Mark, on the first missionary journey, when Paul and Barnabas were traveling, Mark deserted them. It means he left without notice. But Paul and Barnabas, they continued to do the work of the Lord. On their second missionary journey, Mark desired to travel with them. Maybe he had heard about the good news, the great things God had done. But Paul did not want to travel with Mark. And as he didn't want to travel with Mark, he thought somebody else was needed. He said, maybe he felt Mark did not have a strong spiritual backbone. Or he said, I don't want to travel with cowards. And, but you know, the Bible tells us there was such a contention or debate between Paul and Barnabas over Mark, because Mark was a blood relation of Barnabas. He was a nephew. looking at the whole story in the Bible, as you study the Mark story, because Mark is the one who later on writes the gospel according to Mark, you see that both of them had something right to say. I mean, they had something, they were correct. But they couldn't get over it at the moment. So Barnabas went with Mark. And Paul, he went with Silas. And then after that, they needed someone to replace Mark, so they got Timothy as a replacement. And he was just supposed to assist.